USA Radio News with Val Dior.
Don't let this virus continue to take over your lives, says President Trump. He was released from Walter Reed Hospital Monday after 3 days of treatment for COVID. He thanked the doctors and nurses that helped him with treatment, speedy treatment, he says, that allowed him to continue to lead.
I stood out front. I led. Nobody that's a leader would not do what I did. And I know there's a risk, there's a danger, but that's okay. And now I'm better, and maybe I'm immune. I don't know. But don't let it dominate your lives. Get out there. Be careful. We have the best medicines in the world.
First Lady Melania Trump via Twitter thanked supporters for their prayers, says she's feeling fine and is resting comfortably at home. An Arkansas police officer died and another injured Monday after a shootout in Pine Bluff. The officer killed identified as Kevin Collins, a 5-year veteran of the force. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I know why it's going to brag about how Mike Lindell and MyPillow have given him the best night's sleep of his life, but it's true. 3 years ago, before I got my first MyPillow, I just couldn't sleep through the night. I was restless. I was up and down all night long. Now with MyPillow, I sleep through the night every night. But don't just trust me. Try it for yourself. You've got a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty with a pillow that's guaranteed the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own. And right now, the buy one, get one free offer is still available. Go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code USA, and get 2 MyPillow premium pillows at a better price than you can get at retail just by using my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Take my word for it. You'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back. And my promo code USA will get you up to 60% off the entire line of MyPillow products. MyPillow.com. Use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Negotiations continue over a bill to provide more economic stimulus as Americans weather the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains that the blame game could be holding up the bill's progress.
Democrats and Republicans are continuing to work on a coronavirus relief bill. Both sides are still at least $500 billion apart on the financial side of things. When it comes to who's to blame, Democrats blame Republicans, and of course, Republicans are blaming Democrats.
Speaker Pelosi had it entirely within her power to have this done on Friday before Congress left town. So it is entirely possible, but it is up to the Speaker. She's the one who's been the obstacle.
Republican Congressman Michael Burgess of Texas. That audio courtesy of Fox News.
And stocks took a jump Monday on news that President Trump was leaving the hospital. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumping 465 points to close up more than 1.5%, while the Nasdaq climbed 2.3%. This is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
More than 30,000 people remain under evacuation orders in California as wildfires have burned through a record 4 million acres in the state. The largest, the Glass Fire in Napa and Sonoma counties, has burned through more than 64,000 acres and is currently only about 30% contained. Bjorn Lomborg of the Copenhagen Consensus Center tells Fox News that attempts to suppress wildfires are one of the major reasons there are so many currently burning in the West.
By far the biggest impact is the fact that we have suppressed fire for more than 100 years. So a lot of fuel has built up in the underground of these forests, and that's why you're seeing such big fires.
Pennsylvania Senator Pat Toomey says he'll be leaving public office in 2 years.
I will not be running for re-election in 2022, and I will not be running for governor. I will serve out the remainder of my term, and after that, my plan is to go back to the private sector.
Toomey made the announcement Monday, saying that he's looking forward to spending more time with his family, but that he's focused at the work to be done in the rest of his senatorial term. The 2-term Republican was also considering running for governor of Pennsylvania in 2022. And there will be 2 Monday Night Football games tonight to binge on. The Green Bay Packers will host the Atlanta Falcons in the game that was scheduled to be played tonight, but the Kansas City Chiefs and New England Patriots will also do battle after their Sunday game was postponed due to positive coronavirus tests. Both teams reporting no positive tests as of Monday morning, giving them the green light to play tonight. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.